if he's coming. I'm sorry that I had to change the night, and Eddie couldn't make it tonight. So, and I don't know if Shlomo can, because I didn't see him today. So I don't know what's happening. But anyway, let's start. And whoever wants to catch up and get the recording. We're in the sixth category, which is the betochen that applies to the reward for mitzvahs. What a person's attitude in betochen is towards the schar that we get for mitzvahs. The subject we were dealing with is why the Torah doesn't mention Olam Haba. The reward for the mitzvahs is in Olam Haba. There's some reward in this world as well, but the ikka reward, the ikka schar for the mitzvahs in Olam Haba. We saw three reasons. We were busy dealing with the third one, so let's just summarize it quickly and then we'll go weiter. The first reason the Chovos Levavos says it's not written in the Torah is because you can't understand it. A person can't understand what reward in Olam Haba is because we don't have the senses, we don't have the chushim, we don't have the chushim to deal with it. The Rambam brings a dugma of a blind person. A blind person can't understand colors. You can talk to him about colors the whole day, but he just doesn't know what you're talking about. He doesn't have a chushim. He understands that they're beautiful and they're pleasurable, but he doesn't know what you're talking about. So too, we can only enjoy, we can only experience pleasure through the five senses. Well, we process pleasures through the five senses. And in the next world, you don't have five senses. So what pleasure are you talking about? We can't understand it. So that the Chovos Levavos says, the Torah doesn't talk about something because you can't grasp it. That's one reason. The second reason he said was that it was known to everybody. It's a Torah Shebal Peh, the same as many things that are not brought down in the Chumash and in the Navi, because the things that we knew, Hilchos Shechita, for example, is not anywhere in the Torah. How to make tefillin is not written anywhere in the Torah. We have Masoras, and it says that even the most simple people had the clear grasp of the fact that there's Olam Haba and there's Chav Oinesh, and therefore the Torah didn't need to mention it. And they relied on the oral Torah to pick up that Masoras. That was the second reason. The third reason, we're in the middle of it at the moment. The Chovos Levavos says is that the Olam Haba is not mentioned in the Torah is because just the Loshon Yasha'am Hayumina Sichlois Umeiu Tavona. At the time the Torah was given, Klal Yisrael was at a very weak intellectual state. They were very simple, small-minded, poor understanding of man's spiritual objectives. They weren't able to, they just come out of Mitzrayim, they're on Mem Teshari Tuma, and they were just crawling out of that, and therefore they weren't able to be able to translate and to be able to extrapolate and rise and transcend to an understanding of what that is. Therefore, Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Moshe he uses, we'll see, we're going to pick that up now, is the way a father teaches a young son. We spoke about this. I don't remember how long ago it was. It's like 1 week apart, seems like forever. But when a father wants to discipline his child, so when he's a little child, he's a youngster, he deals with patience and he deals with him very gently. But when the father begins to teach the child and he starts growing up, then he recognizes in this child a lot of potential and he sees this child could achieve unbelievable heights, but he can't understand it yet. You try and tell the child, listen, my boy, you got to eat your potatoes because one day you're going to be the God of Lador. They're going to move you. That just doesn't do it for the kid, you know? So you have to find ways to encourage him and instruct him and lift him up and build him using things that are matim for him. You'll buy him a new bicycle. You'll give him a chocolate. You'll let him buy an ice cream. You'll whatever, you know, you'll give him nice clothes, whatever. If the father threatens him with some consequence, the child will get distressed. He wouldn't know what to do with that. Therefore, you tell the child, listen, if you don't eat, if you don't behave, you're not going to bed, you don't get it supper, the child's going to go to sleep hungry. That's traumatic. That's terrible. You can't do that to a little child. He doesn't know what to do with that. And the same as using logical reasoning may always not work for a child. As the child gets older, so then... The pleasant little treats and whatever that the father's been giving him and offering and bribing him with seem to be less important, and the intellect develops more. So you'll understand what the true purpose of the discipline that the father is now starting to give him is. So then you can start disciplining him, you can start training him, you can start punishing him, you can, because the child's able to absorb that and live with that. So that's what we said up to last time we met. And now he's gonna, that's the moshel. That's a good nimshel as well. You have to learn from that. But he's gonna say now how Kodesh Baruch Hu treats us, Klal Yisrael, in the same way. That's the piece we're going to pick up now. So let's see where he says with that. V'chein ha'yir abayiris barach. Yichol imoy v'hivchiron b'gmul v'oynesh m'mahari. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu discusses the consequences in this world for a person's actions, the Torah says it in this worldly terms. You know, if you wave yourself, you'll have rain, you'll have this. It's a very world, this worldly rewards. Hashem encouraged his nation with words of immediate reward, frightened them with immediate punishment. You won't have rain, the wine, you won't have food, you'll be tortured, you'll be pursued. Because that got the weak aspects of Klal Yisrael. It's not keeping Torah straight away. He knew that the people would get used to serving Hashem. Their weakness, their simple-mindedness would leave them. And they would direct their attentions towards serving Hashem. And he would conduct himself and they would conduct themselves in serving Hashem, not with the goal of getting the reward and getting the nice treats here and whatever, because they wanted to get close to Hashem. They wanted the spiritual pleasures. So therefore, in the beginning, Hashem doesn't mention matters of the world to come in the Torah, because the people can't grasp it. It's something you have to grow and develop. It's like a relationship. You have to grow, you have to develop it. It brings out it's from Matnas Chelka. I think it's from Rabbi Tisiao Sefer. Oh, there's Rabbi Shloima. He brings from Shalom Rabbi Shloima. I'm sorry we started without you, but it was getting late.
No problem. I just had internet issues just to get in, but now I'm not sure.
It's just to make you miss South Africa, that's all. The sixth aspect of Batochen leg to reward in Olam Haba. He's discussing why the Torah doesn't discuss Olam Haba. And the third reason we're busy with is because it takes time. Klal Yisrael started off being like a small child. And increasingly, as they develop, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is able to squeeze and squeeze them more and then get more out of them. But you can't punish a little child by depriving him of food. As the child gets older, whatever, he understands what the discipline is. He understands that it's helping him to grow and become a greater person. So it's very interesting. It brings here from the Matnas Chelko. I'm 99.9% sure that it's Rav Matisyahu. Well, I'm not 100% sure, because I'm never 100% sure of anything, because there's always room for mistakes. Well, he brings out from Matisyahu that applies to somebody when he's starting a spiritual journey as well. Somebody comes about tshuva or whatever. He's coming back. He was from and he left and he's coming back. He's starting his spiritual journey. It's the same thing. It's everybody starts that way. Most people in the early stages of their spiritual growth do it because they want the good life. They want to get what they can get. Yeah. You know, they see the way the children are growing up. They see the chinuch. They see good things and they want that. Only later. That gives them the incentive that Rav Shloim is in Kiruv. When a person comes in for the first time to ask for Shabbos, you don't start telling him about Gehenna and you don't start teaching him, Chayvei Mises Beis Din and whatever. You teach them nice things. You give them cholent and you give them challah and you make the Torah sound nice. And then Lat-Lat, as he gets more involved, he's able to understand it and appreciate the Ruchnias. Then you start explaining to him that Torah is not about having fun and it's not, Torah is about being Ovid Hashem, and there's an inner simcha, there's an inner satisfaction and pleasure that comes that he's never been exposed to before, and Lat Lat he's able to get there. He quotes the Rambam also in his Pirush in the 10th Perek of Sanhedrin of Perek Achelek. The Rambam is like Doma, then Pirush Mishnah. He goes into this at length, and he says he's following the same halach as the Chovos HaLevavos. So we'll take that as a given. So so that's just as an aside that this applies everywhere. It applies macrocosmically to the Jewish people through world history, but also applies to each individual. And it's always happening because we're struggling with this all the time. Battling, I don't know about you, but I'm battling with it all the time. You know, sometimes the incentive that gets you to do what you're supposed to do is a very this worldly incentive. You know, davening suddenly becomes very focused and concentrated because you have a meeting with a bank manager in 2 hours. You know, so the davening becomes, we have a lot of that, what he called sichlus, that small mindedness and whatever. We walk around with it also because we're also children. We also, you know, in other areas, we're more developed, we're more advanced. We're able to be more altruistic and more l'shem shemaim and unconditional. It's a lot of cheshboin a person has to do in himself to see what's going on here. Gently, not for bikoret, not for criticism. I don't rub it to be able to recognize how much he's going and how far he's come and where. But it's happening in different places at the same time. It's not like there's you here and it's, you know, it's like single focused, single minded, one dimensional. It's a bit more five dimensional. Okay, so that's the third reason. That's the third reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't mention in the Torah Olam Haba, because you weren't ready to hear it. And slowly you get more developed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has ways to show us what he's really talking about. Okay. Well, we have the fourth reason. He brings a fourth reason why Olam Haba is not mentioned. Shegmul Olam Haba ein adam reilo b'maisei hatov bilvad. This is not such good news, but we'll see it's good news, but it's not whatever. A big kasha lurking here. See if you can pick it up. Another one of the reasons why Olam Haba is not mentioned in the Torah is because a person really doesn't deserve Olam Haba simply because of what he did in this world. The good deeds he did here, Zelo must speak to get into Olam Haba. Ach, Yeroi min ha'elokim b'shnei dvorim. He can become fitting for this reward from Hashem through two things. Acha ha'maisa tov. After he's done the good things, he can then become roi to the reward in Olam Haba. And he's going to discuss these two now. We will see why a person's not roi. I don't understand. Of course, Baruch Hu said, you put on tefillin, you get tzchayin Olam Haba. Put on tefillin. What do you mean I'm not roi? I'm not fitting. Why am I not roi to get tzchayin Olam Haba? So we'll see. There's a whole... Truth is, it's a whole Torah. It's not a simple sugya that, but it's a famous statement of Yisrael Salanta. So maybe, I don't know, you, Shlomi, maybe, or Jonathan may have, I might have got you to listen to that shir. Rav Pinkus has a shir called Kedusha Sachila. It's in English. I don't know if you remember the shir. Shlomi, remember what I'm talking about? I don't know, it was a thing that I used to give.
Yeah, I'm sure I did listen to it. I mean, you gave me a few, so I'm not sure which one you're referring to.
No, I'm saying this is the one show I used to be very makpid that the Bochrim listened to in the old days. I don't know. Jonathan, you remember it?
Was it on Betachon? Was it on Velo Yigash? No. On that one?
Dusha Sachila, on how a person's supposed to eat. But it was coming to answer the kasha of Rabbi Sol Salanta. Okay, Rav Pinkus Ashir is all, you should listen to the Shia, the local Chashuv Akshav. It was coming to answer this question. Rabbi Sol Salanta made a statement that a person with one bit of pleasure in this world, with one Shabbos cholent in this world, a person can eat up his whole Olam Haba. Rabbi Sol Salanta wasn't making sad jokes, but you know, he was saying seriously that a person can wipe out his whole Olam Haba with the pleasures he gets in this world. So that obviously that needs a lot of work. I spent a long time to understand why that should be. What do you mean? There's not enough pleasure in this world for all the schar that's magia li for my mitzvahs. How can I get rid of my mitzvahs? So I had a cholent and now my whole Shem Shabbos just got, I don't get reward for that anymore because Hashem's paid me in this world. My korepo. So that itself is a whole challenging, difficult sugya. But there's many approaches to that, many approaches to how one can save his Olam Haba from the mitzvah.
That's like a his whole thing that he says about if you're working for the boss, then
correct. He brings different mahalchim. There's a few. He brings like four mahalchim, and then he gives his shit about how that works. But yeah, we're dealing with the kasha. The kasha is the same kasha. The Chosavah seems to say that a person's really not fitting. You're not really ready for your reward in the next world. But it's the same. It's not the same question, but you could resolve it, but it's the same problem. I'm doing mitzvahs, yeah, and I'm not really deserving of Olam Haba. What is Chavo Inish then? So that's what you have to try and grapple with you a little bit. A master of Aaron Feldman, I once saw, and I can't find it. I had a whole piece topped out. It wasn't published. Aaron Feldman going through a whole lot of these sugyas, and in there was a bit of a mafteach to understanding of Rizal Salanta's problem. In that, and I wouldn't go into the whole thing now because I don't have it clear and I don't want to babble you more, but just to be busy with the pashas now, was that Yaakov and Esav made a deal. And that was that Yaakov would have Olam Haba. Kol Yisrael Yeshlem Chaylok in Olam Haba. He's got a Chaylok in Olam Haba. But whatever he wants in this world, he's got to earn. There's nothing in this world for free. You want something in this world, there's a price you pay for it. And sometimes the currency is Ruchnias. You can eat up your Olam Haba because you don't deserve anything in this world. Lo magi lecha klum in this world. Olam Haba, you chose Olam Haba. Esav on the other hand got this world. You know, go and have it fairly, considering you want this world, you get this world. Olam Haba, a guy wants to get into Olam Haba, tzrich loved, he's going to work very hard for it. It's not automatic. A guy can get into Olam Haba, keep Shevim Mitzvah Bnei Noach. There's what to do. He's not written off, but it's very, very hard work. It's not simple. A yid is Ratzah Kodesh Baruch Hu L'Zakas Yisrael L'Fikach Harbim Torah V'Mitzvahs. Everybody puts on shoes in the morning, and no one ever put on two shoes at the same time. Never. Not Shaykh. You want to put on shoes, you put on one, and then you put on the other one. Hashem says, fine, I'll give you a reward for that. You put on the right shoe first, and then the second shoe, you have Kavanah, you're doing a mitzvah, Olam Haba. Hashem makes Olam Haba easy for us. You messed up, tshuva is easy. A lot of things we do. You get Olam Haba, chik-chak, mamish, easy. I have no idea. You smile at somebody who was having a rough day, and because of that, he got a bit of chizuk, and he was able to carry on. Boom, truck. You stay, so that's when you start eating up too much of this world, since you don't deserve anything in this world, Hashem has to pay you from somewhere. So he starts taking out, and that was Yaakov Avinu's fear. He says, Ketanti mikol ha-chosodim. Chazal explained that Yaakov Avinu's worry about Esav was that he'd used up his chus in Olam Haba because of all the chosodim Hashem had done for him in this world. Hashem says, Al tira Yaakov, don't worry. So there definitely seems to be something that you can lose whatever you have in Olam Haba by getting things in this world. There is that fear. Okay, that's a different share and needs to be understood. He's telling you, yeah, that since the Torah doesn't mention Olam Haba, because since you're not shaykh to Olam Haba, you're not ready to anything coming in Olam Haba. There's two ways you can get to Olam Haba. Shlomo, you'll remember of Noach used to bring this often. Ha'echad, well, Reb Chaim Shmulevitz also brought this one. This is Reb Chaim Shmulevitz used to use this. This was in the Pinkas Sheh. He brings this idea. She'yiru bnei Adam avoidus aboyri yisale, v'yinigem la'asoy satoiv. The one way to ensure that you get tzchai in Olam Haba and that you don't eat up your tzchai in Olam Haba is by teaching others and guiding others to do the Ratzon Hashem, to do what's good. Kamo shekasuv matzdike harabim kechochovim la'olam ve'ed. Those that teach the rabbim, those that make the rabbim righteous, will be like stars forever and ever. They'll be mamash shining stars. Don't know what the moshal stars is. Okay, but whatever, that's definitely a good thing. Being a shining star forever and ever, however you want to look shut there, but it's a very good thing. That's for sure, yeah? So we'll discuss it. I just want to go right a little bit, yeah? V'ama ulemoichichim yanim v'aleim tovu brocha. Birkas Tov. It says in Mishlei, those that give reproof, that means those that correct people in their ways, which will be, you have to know how to do that, by the way. That's not always so posh. You think, yeah, I'm going to go around telling everybody, I'll become the halachic policeman now because that's only when I'm going to go to Olam Haba. You could actually step very far out of Olam Haba by going around telling everybody what they're doing wrong. He's talking about the halachas of knowing how to give tochocha properly. But somebody knows how to give tochocha properly and he spends his time helping and correcting other people in a way that they welcome it. So it says he'll be pleasant and all brechim will come upon him. When one tries very hard to teach the ways of Hashem, he tries very hard to teach the ways of Hashem and includes in there the merit of inspiring others to be righteous. El gmul tzidkoso, el gmul emanos libo yvesichbo, yvesivloi, the schus of his own righteousness, and the merit of the suffering that he went through for Hashem. I don't know what that has to do with anything here. Yeroi li gmul ha'olam habo etzel ha'boire. That's the second thing now he's mentioned. No, he's going to mention the second thing afterwards. I understand what he's just done here. First he tells you, You want to save your Olam Haba, so you want to be zeichet to Olam Haba and have reward in Olam Haba. Make sure that you're not going on the journey alone. Make sure you bring a few people back with you. It's very logical, by the way, Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz. I'm not saying that's what he's saying, but Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz explained it very beautifully. If you do a mitzvah, in your mitzvah there's all sorts of things that can minimize the schar that you get for your mitzvah. You did it for cover. You did it because you wanted people to look at you. You did it because it was a financial benefit. A whole lot of, lowly shmos entangled in our mitzvahs. You weren't concentrating. You did it right. You dropped. That can minimize the schar. However, this is what Chaim Shmuel Levitz said. When you get somebody else to do a mitzvah, when he does the mitzvah that because of you, he's not doing this mitzvah, you get full schar for that mitzvah. He'll be judged according to the way he did it, lishmo, lo lishmo, whatever, with all the impediments in the way, but you get full schar for that mitzvah. Because you got the guy to do the mitzvah. So you did the shem shemayim. So when he does the mitzvahs, all the mitzvahs he does, when he goes off there and he learns and he works, and that you're getting full schar for that. Imagine you makarved one guy and he got married and he had kids and his kids had kids and his kids had kids again. And all those mitzvahs, you're getting 100% schar for. What you're doing, your mitzvahs, you don't know. There's all sorts of cheshbonos. We don't know what Hashem's, we don't know what's going on in our mitzvahs. Alavai can do one mitzvah, mayachuz, alavai. But he's davening because of you. You're getting full schar for his davening. My own davening, I don't know how much schar I'm getting for. Because while I'm davening, I'm doing this, and I'm looking, and I'm techen, and I'm not concentrating, and I'm misdavening, and I come late. And he davened, you get full schar. We don't make cheshbonos. In the people that you, that's what Chaim Shmuel Levitz said, the people you makarived and you brought close to Yiddishkeit and you straightened out. And that's why the Chovas Halavavos somewhere else, I think in Shai Yichud HaMaisa, I think it's there, Lo Zocher, says that the place that a person gets to who learns, who teaches other people, even the most righteous people who have got to the level of the Malacha Shoras, the greatest, highest spiritual people you can get is Efes compared to somebody who brought people back to Yiddishkeit. And Reb Noach often used to bring this. It was often his one of his motivating factors to get people to actually go do something about sorting out the problems we have in the world today. Aval, you see the same idea here. When you encourage other people to do mitzvahs and you help other people and you give to chocha, obviously it's got to be done properly. Then you now deserve schar olam haba. And then, but then he says something, I don't know what he says. He says, "Vel gmul tzidkosa v'gmul emunas liboy v'sivloy." And I start talking about the suffering and whatever. Why do I need that now? You just told me what I go through doesn't help. You know what can help you? Help other people become true. So now what gives you schar olam haba? Helping other people become true and all your suffering and acceptance and faithful heart. Makesha. That should be the second category. First category is helping other people become frum. The third category is the yisurim that you have. that you accept. Kabbalah Sol Surim Ba'ava, Vada, that's massive. We learned that already.
Where you see the Yisurim in the words? I'm just
from the Pasuk. He brings, he says like this, V'kasha yigabed zim shol gmul, Sivloi is he's suffering. So it's in the schus of his tzidkus, and in the schus of his imunus liboy. There's two gmuls there. There's gmul tzidkosoi, and there's gmul imunus liboy v'sivloi. Sivloi. Suffering for going. I'm going to translate that. Good, but I'm asking, why is that? Yeah, you just said you don't deserve Schein Olam Haba. There's two things that'll get you Schein Olam Haba. The first is to help other people become frum. Yeah,
yeah.
So that should be end of category one. Now I've made people frum. I got my foot in the door. Now there's another one.
Yeah, but it could be that
your titzkus and your suffering. But you just told me my titzkus can't get me to Olam Haba. So maybe saying together with your tzidkas and your suffering, together with helping other people. It means helping other people, and you say a Rosha and you don't accept your suffering, but Ava is also not going to help. So that's have to remember Daikya.
But no,
Liboy
Vesivloy, is it not connected to the is it not the Vilfum Tsara Agra of trying to help other people?
Doesn't seem to be. Yeah, maybe that's a pshat, but doesn't seem to be. And I think what he may be saying is on your own, if you're not helping other people, you got no chance. But even if you are helping other people, you still need the merit of your tzidkus and your being makabel surim ba'ava or sivloi, whatever ba'ava. Maybe that's what he means. It means I just don't think you can go off. You can be a Rosh Hagomor and you can go do kiruv and bring people back to Yiddishkeit. And you stay a Rosh and you'll get into Olam Haba on the back of them. Loze, loze. You first have to have your own Shriot.
Yeah.
But what opens the gateway to Shemaim is not your Shriot, it's the fact that you are Makar of other people. Okay, sorry, Chien Godel. Mat Kevdya.
What's our shiny?
That we're going to see now. Yeah, there's a lot of Torah on the shtickle. It's amazing. I've never seen this before.
And is our shiny going to
see? We'll see. I don't know. I haven't got there yet. I'm still in our Rishon. I don't know. Just having a look here in the footnotes. There's a gans, a welt of Torah here. Big, big sugyas here. Okay. Top. Sorry, Chien, for further attention. That's the vault. Well, it brings you from many, many different places. Well,
Rav, I'm jumping off.
Okay, well, this little sugar guy is this little sticker he's brought you now. I've never noticed this before. First of all, it's understand why it is that you don't deserve a war. Second of all, how does helping other people help? Third of all, what's he talking about? Your merit and your savlo and whatever. Big. This is not a okay. Fine. Have to learn it up and understand it. Okay. Vasheni. Let's finish off with Vasheni quickly because we
have to go now. I'll have to listen to the end of it after the recording.
Now maybe we'll stop here also because I've just walked in and I'm also a little bit frazzled at the edges. So perhaps we'll stop with Vasheni and Mitzvashim will do it tomorrow. We'll do it next week then. Ellie's also not here. So we, Baruch Hashem, we had a good session and we'll pick it up. We'll pick it up next week, Bezrat Hashem. Next week will be Monday again.
Well, thank you.
Good. Thank you very much. Have a good night.
Jonathan Schkoch-Godel, you know what I'm talking about.
100%. 100%.
Thank you very much. Send love to your family. Eh?
Will do. Take care.
Be blessed. Take care.